Time now to check in with StoryCorps and their Military Voices Initiative, which is recording the stories of veterans and their families. Earlier this year, veterans of the Gulf War met at Fort Stewart, Georgia, to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the ceasefire and to remember one event in particular. In 1991, during one of the final battles of the war, Army Specialist Andy Olanese was killed by friendly fire. Retired Army Colonel David Taylor has carried Specialist Olanese's death with him for 25 years. He was one of the officers leading the troops that accidentally killed Olanese. Colonel Taylor came to the reunion and a StoryCorps at the request of Olanese's widow, Catherine Olanese Simons. They had never met, and here they remember the day that Andy was killed.
Most of us in our unit had been fighting for over 3.5 days with no sleep and some pretty horrible weather conditions. And I remember that the brigade commander said, "I need to know if anybody has any concerns." I saw there's potential that there would be friendly fire. And I could have said something and I didn't.
You know, mistakes were made, things happen, but I've never blamed you.
For the last 25 years, every day I thought about it. I feel that this whole thing could have been prevented.
I don't think it's your place to carry that burden any longer. Andy would not want that. That's not how he was.
The fact that you say that makes it easier for me to accept. Yesterday, we actually met for the first time. And, of course, I was a little scared. I did not want to come here. But I told myself that I would make it right. Sorry it took 25 years to do it.
Well, I'm glad I convinced you to come to this.
I can't say no to you on basic requests like that.
Because I am stubborn.
Because you're stubborn. Now that I met you, I feel whole. I can live my life now. And without doing this, there would still be an emptiness in me.
And I'm just grateful that you finally reached out. Because I thought I was the only one that remembered him. That's my biggest fear, is that as time goes on, people will forget.
We'll never let that happen. That event changed my life. And so there's two of us. We'll make sure he's not forgotten.
Retired Colonel David Taylor and Catherine Olanese Simons in Hinesville, Georgia. Their story will be archived at the Library of Congress.